Raskin, Special Counsel Biden's AG picked as an age-discriminatory politically motivated Republican. By Ian Hanchett on February 8, 2024. On Thursday's broadcast of CNN's Situation Room, Representative Jamie Raskin, DMD, argued that Robert Hur, the special counsel appointed by Attorney General Merrick Garland to oversee the classified documents probe of President Joe Biden, is a Republican who intended to raise concerns about Biden's age with the kind of age-discriminatory and age-insulting remarks about President Biden in the report. Raskin said, "T's Republican special counsel said that Joe Biden had been completely forthcoming and cooperative and they're not bringing any criminal charges against him. He did take some gratuitous slaps at Joe Biden because of his age. And a lot of these kind of age-discriminatory and age-insulting remarks are getting rather tiresome. All we really need from a special prosecutor like her is a decision whether there are any legal grounds to move forward," he said there are not. And he didn't need to take all those cheap shots, and obviously, you could take the same kinds of cheap shots at Donald Trump, who recently confused a woman that he sexually attacked and then lied about with one of his wives and also mixed up Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and Nikki Haley. Host Wolf Blitzer asked, "In the special counsel's report, it says that President Biden couldn't remember when he was vice president or even when his son Beau died. It is important to note that many Americans are seriously concerned about his age. Does this raise alarms about whether President Biden is fit to serve another term in office?" Raskin responded, "Well, undoubtedly, that's what Robert Hur, who comes from my state, he's a Maryland Republican. Undoubtedly, that's what he intended to do with those ridiculous cheap shots. I just spent an hour with President Biden and the entire Democratic caucus, where he regaled and entertained everyone for an hour and went through all of the extraordinary accomplishments of his administration, including the Inflation Reduction Act. We've got the best economy in the world right now. The creation of millions and millions of jobs. Just an extraordinary record to run on. So, they're going to come up with some cheap shots like that. To me, Wolf, it reminds me of the kind of gender-based cheap shots they took at Hillary Clinton when she ran for president. And now there are all these age-based cheap shots that they're taking on Joe Biden. And it does show you how desperate they are, because you could turn them around and use all the same ones against Donald Trump, who is fumbling his way through every day trying to figure out who he's attacking this day or that and which case based on his criminal conduct he's attending." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.